Good morning. On behalf of the family, we'd like to welcome you to the services of Faye Bowlesball. We gather to remember, to celebrate the life of a loved one from whom we have each been impacted. As we gather, be reminded that God is here with us to comfort us, to heal our brokenness, and to be all we need in this very hour. It's with sorrow our hearts experience this loss, but it's also with joy knowing the trust in Jesus and assurance of salvation Faye carried through her life. Our prayer is for peace for Carl and friends and family that are gathered. May we truly know the friend we have in Jesus. If you're able this morning, we'd invite you to please rise and join in singing number 573, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. You may be seated. Would you pray with me? Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are here in this place. We thank you that you lead us by your hand into this time of sorrow, but at the same time, this time of rejoicing, knowing that Faye has trusted you, she's believed in you, and she's now received her eternal reward. So we thank you for being able to remember her life, to be able to celebrate that life and to be able to know that you too celebrate it with us. So we just pray for each heart represented here this morning. Would you bring it peace? Would you bring it comfort? Would you allow it to know the presence that you have given each one of us as we look to you in this hour? Thank you, Lord, for meeting us here and for providing what we need. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to invite Amy to come to share some words from the family.
Hi. First, on behalf of our family, we want to thank everyone for coming to Faye's funeral. We're thankful for your support. We'd like to thank all our caregivers and Jamie Wise and everyone who helped with Faye's care the last 5.5 years. And we'd like to thank Hospice of Central Pennsylvania. We had great care from that entire staff. I realize I was very blessed by God to have such a wonderful and supportive mother. Faye was born in 1928 to Isaac and Mary Bricker. She was the youngest of 4 daughters. She loved her sisters, Margaret, Ada, and Effie. Faye was born 15 years after Effie, so I'm sure she was probably a surprise. Faye went to the Lebanon Business College and graduated with a 2-year degree. Faye worked in banking for many years. She later went into real estate. She loved selling real estate. She worked for Tom Edkin and Century 21 over a 21-year span. Faye met Carl at the Lebanon Business College. She was willing to share her seat with him. Faye and Carl were married March of 14th, 1954. They were married for 65 years this past March. 2 daughters, Anne and Amy, they lived at 10 West Lincoln Avenue in Myerstown for 36 years. They then built their current home in 1990. They spent many years planning that house. Most people in their 60s would want less landscaping, but my mom wanted beautiful gardens. My parents enjoyed going on bus trips. They traveled to many states in their retirement. We had a lot of fun times at Camp Satara. My mom was even a camp counselor the year I was the program coordinator at Camp Satara. They have 4 wonderful grandchildren. Ashley, who's married to Ed Furman, Abby Gruber, Justin Henry, and Nate Henry, who's married to Kaylee. And there's 2 great-grandchildren, Harper and Bennett, who are the children of Ashley and Ed. I could tell you all about how talented my mom was in many areas. She loved flowers. Their gardens were in a garden tour 1 year. She loved to arrange flowers. She had vegetable gardens. She froze vegetables. She made strawberry jam, strawberry ice cream. She enjoyed entertaining people at her home. We lived in a home with a small kitchen, no dishwasher, limited counter space. That never stopped her from making tasty food and serving it attractively. She made wonderful pies. She took cake decorating classes and made many birthday cakes over the years. She always made a hickory nut cake for my dad's birthday. My mom's parents died when I was born in 1961. My aunts Effie and Margaret never married, and they lived together in Fredericksburg. My mom and dad took care of them, especially in the later years of their lives. My mom always did everything better than what you would expect. If I asked her for help, she'd always do more than I asked. That was her personality. If she was from Louisiana, they would call that lagniappe, a little something extra. She made many dresses for us that we still have. I learned to sew and make dresses, although I think my mom usually ended up staying late to finish my dresses. Our dining room would become the sewing room. My mom also helped me make curtains for my house. That was pretty complicated, but she rose to the occasion. My mom always put others first. She had a saying, and she made a banner. You know, she made a lot of banners here, that joy was Jesus, others, and then yourself. She was a jack of all trades. Apparently, when she moved to her new house, she wasn't using her dishwasher, preferring to wash the dishes by hand. Even if we just showed up, she would always try to give us some food to take along. She always liked to laugh and trick people. She grew up on a farm during the Depression, and she often talked about the good old simple days when they had ice cube parties in the meadow. Her family would feed bums who came by during the tough times. She would ride her bicycle to deliver messages to the neighbors. She had a lot of sayings. Her favorite saying was, eat it up, wear it out, make it do, or do without. Another one was, do not be weary in well-doing. Another one I heard a lot, much is given, but much is expected. And if you ever go shopping, if in doubt, do without. That was her theory. And there was no sleeping in at her house. You were up early working. After I've said all that, all the things I noted about my mom did were wonderful. She was very creative and supportive. The most important thing in my mom's life was her faith in God and her family. Thanks to the fact that my mom saved a lot of papers, many papers, magazines. I have many things that she's written, so I'm sharing a lot of things she actually wrote. She wrote that she would like to be remembered by her understanding that's all owed to God. She loved to study the Bible. She always had WDAC on and had many study books from Charles Swindoll and David Jeremiah. Faye was very involved with Little Swatara Church of the Brethren. My parents are lifetime deacons. She taught Sunday school, helped with Vacation Bible School, served on many committees, and she was instrumental in getting the book, The Purpose-Driven Life, for the church to study in small groups. She had a wonderful life, but everyone goes through tough times. This is what she wrote in her wonderful handwriting. All I desire is to know God. His way is my way, knowing that suffering is essential to growth. I want to grow more and more intimate with God's word. Praise God for all the life given me. The Lord is indeed my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Suffer to allow for a greater purpose, to get you to come back to grips to look to God. Psalms 126:3. The Lord has done great things for me, and I am glad. Through the tough times, she understood this verse from James 1:2-4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Another favorite verse my mom wrote in a notebook, Romans 12:12. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Faye lived to the age of 91. She was one of the greatest generation. I want to thank my dad, Carl, to keep my mom at home. Although he wasn't a direct caregiver, he sacrificed a lot to keep Faye at home until a few weeks before her death. Of course, many of her family and friends have already departed this life. This year, we've seen two of my mom's closest friends, Catherine Ziegler and Rita France, depart this life to a greater life in heaven. I found many notes from Catherine and Rita to my mom. I can only imagine the three of them together in heaven. Everyone in heaven is healed of the diseases they suffered here on earth. I can imagine my mom walking in heaven with a clear mind. My mom loved going to Longwood Gardens and other gardens. I don't know if they have flowers in heaven, but I'm sure heaven is 10,000 times better than any garden or any scenery here on earth. I have no doubt that since I've trusted Jesus Christ as my Savior, that I will see my beloved mother again in heaven. I know my mom would want everyone here to join her in heaven. I encourage you to discover for yourself God's greatness, that he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on the cross so that we could be free from our sins. God had a plan for Faye, and he has a plan for each of us. Faye lived her life in devotion to God. I know she's at peace in heaven for a glorious eternity.
Thank you so much, Amy, for sharing with friends and family today so much about Faye. You'll notice in your bulletin on the back cover many scriptures. Those were scriptures that were near and dear to Faye, and she read often. So as you leave this place, take your bulletin with you and use those scriptures for your own life as you face difficult times as well. I'd like to invite Richard France now for resolutions of respect.
Resolutions of Respect for Faye Balsbach, May 16th, 2019. Inasmuch as it pleased Almighty God in his infinite wisdom to remove from our midst Faye Balsbach, a wife, a mother, a worker in the church, and a deacon in the church, realizing her interest in her home and family, in the church and in the community, which led people to give her respect, we resolve that losing her from our midst has left a vacancy in the church which will be hard to fill. She will be missed at home as a loving wife and mother, as a member of the spiritual nurture ministry team, and in the church as a whole. We resolve that her fine Christian spirit, her friendliness, her sincerity, and her devotion to the work of the church and to her Lord have won her a crown of righteousness, the glory of which shall never fade, only to await the reunion with her loved ones who trust in God. We resolve to present a copy of these resolutions to the family and to be recorded in the minutes of the church. Servant of God, well done. Your glorious warfare passed, the battles fought, the race is won, and you are crowned at last. The Spiritual Nurture Ministry team of Little Spotera Church of the Brethren, Chairman Gary Bayshore. Now let's turn to 327 and sing Great Is Thy Faithfulness.
We can certainly attest to God's faithfulness, not only in the family of Faye Boswell, but in the family of many that are gathered here today that knew Faye well and knew how faithful God was. Max Lucado writes in his book, The Gift for All People, more than anything, God wants you to be with him. the God who designed your world, the God who placed you on the plan, simply wants you home with him. And to bring you home, he offers you a gift, the gift of eternal salvation. This is the gift Faye has received, and we know her prayer would be that you too would receive that gift. Today, we can be assured God gives us himself. He doesn't force us, yet he never leaves us. He's patiently persistent and faithfully present. As Lucado writes, he uses all his power to convince us that he is who he is, and he can be trusted to lead us home. John 1 reads, "The Word became a human and lived among us. The Word was in the world, and the world was made by him. But the world did not know him. But to all who did accept him and believe him, he gave the right to become children of God. Because he was full of grace and truth, from him we all received one gift after another." You see, this was God's plan for humanity. Romans 12:12 again reads, "Be glad for all God is planning for you. Be patient in trouble and always be prayerful." Solomon indeed offered great wisdom when he wrote of this very day in chapter 7, verses 1 through 4. "A good reputation is more valuable than the most expensive perfume. In the same way, the day you die is better than the day you were born." He goes on, "It is better to spend your time at funerals than at festivals, for you are going to die, and you should think about it while there is still time. Sorrow is better than laughter, for sadness has a refining influence on us." And it ends, "A wise person thinks much about death, while the fool thinks only about having a good time now." Faye would want us to consider that though she lived to a very well-advanced age, life is short. In the grand scheme of things, this life is but a mere vapor compared to our eternal lives with Christ. Jesus even taught us that only a fool lives for today without any thought for the future. The difficult truth for each of us this morning is we will not always live on this earth. While yes, we should enjoy the good things of life, there is tremendous value in considering our own mortality. Jesus goes on to say in Luke 12, verses 16 to 21, that true wisdom prepares for the life to come. This is the life Faye is now experiencing. While tears are natural and grief is common, today is also a day to think about the life ever after. Am I ready? Have I given my life to Christ? Or has this world caught my attention and I simply can't let go? Jesus knows how we feel. He understands. When he struggles, when we struggle, he listens. When we yearn, he responds. When we question, he hears. And it's because he's been there. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5 gives us incredible perspective for today. He took our suffering on him and felt our pain for us. He was wounded for the wrong we did. He was crushed for the evil we did. The punishment which made us well was given to him. We are healed because of his wounds. What this means for each of us is that Jesus paid it all. Our mistakes, our sins have been taken away. These were the things that kept us from being in relationship with our Heavenly Father. But Jesus built the bridge for us through the nails driven into his hands and feet to pave the way to heaven. We're no longer separated by our sin. We can be forgiven, and we are offered that choice to believe, to trust, and to follow his ways. Romans 5:8, but God showed his great love for us in this way. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. And why? Because of the gift that only he could offer. Think of this. When God looks at us, he doesn't see us. He sees the one who surrounds us. So today, we can be at peace with God. Like Faye, we can be assured of our salvation. Ephesians 2:8 to 9, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Life is short, but God is for us. He's not against us. That's really all we need to know on a day like today. God invites us into his kingdom to take up residence, to know him, to accept this invitation. But not just to hear it, not just to study it or even to acknowledge it, but to receive this gift. And it couldn't be a clearer invite. God gave all, and we too give him all. But the choice is ours. Would you pray with me? Lord, help us not to gamble with eternity. Help us not to think that we can take care of this at a later time. Life is short, when I have no guarantee that at a later time this will be granted. Help me, Lord, to know that if you've spoken to my heart today and I hear your voice by the Holy Spirit, this is my defining moment. Come into my heart, cleanse me from my sins, create a new heart in me today as you will create a new home for me in heaven. Live with me here on earth and help me to follow you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today, not only a day we can celebrate a life well lived in devotion to her Lord, it can be a day that you too can celebrate the new life within yourselves. To God be the glory for this precious gift of life that has lived among us and is now in God's presence. If you're able to rise for our closing hymn, number 614, in the bulb there is a flower, after I read Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. Psalm 121. And now if you could rise, in the bulb there is a flower, number 614.
Thank you.
You may be seated. Would you pray with me? Lord, how we thank you for the life of Faye, for the friend that she was to so many, for the mother she was, for the wife that she was. We give you praise, and we thank you, Lord, for the legacy that she now leaves behind, that we might carry forth those characteristics that were so representative of who your son Jesus was while he was here on this earth. Take us now in peace, provide us the comfort that we need, and may we indeed know that you are watching over our very lives, and you have given us a choice this day to choose to believe, to follow in your great name. Help us, Lord, each day to know that life indeed is short, and may we live it for you. Thank you for this family. Bless them greatly, Lord. Allow them to know that all things through you are given to them to enable them through these times. And be with the remainder of us, Lord, and traverse with us through this time of grief, but also this time of celebration. For we know that they lived a life well lived. And it's in Jesus' name. Amen. The funeral home will now come and give further instructions.